Yeah,
actually,
wait,
less than 1 minute.
Mute it now.
I'll talk to you on the other side.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen in Paragon and Millennium Cities.
It's 6:34 p.m. on the East Coast of the United States of America. We're broadcasting live from the Paragon Radio News Satellite at a high altitude of 6.2 feet above sea level. I'm your host, Bogoman, and this is Paragon Radio. And along with me tonight is my co-host. He's mad. He's a Viking. He's Mad Viking.
Happy Little Red Wagon Day.
I used to have a little red wagon. Whee!
Yes.
I know, so. Should we put you in a little red wagon and pull you around? Or should we take turns pulling each other around? Whee! We'll go to the top of the hill and we'll go riding down the hill. Whee! we go like this.
Either that or we do what every kid has done. You've done it. I've done it. We go to the top of the steepest hill. Look for traffic because we were in the city. And then go down and then going like,
yeah, go ahead.
Going straight down and pretty much recreating the scene from the live action Grinch Stole Christmas. I'm gonna die.
All
right. I'm gonna die. I'm gonna throw up and then I'm gonna die.
I got no brakes.
Now, I did something I haven't done in a long time because I actually forgot. I went to
what?
The Blog Talk Radio website to see if you activated the chat. You haven't.
Oh, shoot. I forgot. I can explain everything.
You what? Haven't done it either.
I'm doing it right now. Hold on. I'm tired. I can explain. For those who didn't know, it was the weekend I participated in the Extra Life Gaming weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The official weekend was November 6th. That's usually the weekend we do it. For some reason, due to family obligations and it's other things, I did it this weekend, which wasn't the, you know, but they say if you go to their website and you're planning out, even though like they have an official day and it's usually the first Saturday in November, that 24-hour weekend, I have not been able to do that. I've been doing this almost 10 years. Everybody knows I've herniated discs in my lower back. I can't sit up for that full 24 hours anymore. I used to be able to. I just can't do it anymore because I have pinched nerves in my lower back, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You know, space it out. So what I do is I now do twitch.tv. I put on the feed. This way people could, hey, you know, in the afternoon and the evening, they get home, they could watch it with me. They could watch live for a few hours. So I do it Thursday to Sunday. And it just so happened that it was the weekend after the official Extra Life weekend. That's all it was. But 4 days. Matter of fact, I was at my stepsister's the day before, and if you were around, you got a bonus hour and a half. I did a test run on Star Wars The Old Republic for 90 minutes. As a matter of fact, if you go now, Twitch, not now, after the show. Actually, not after the show, after Texas, DJ Texas' show. After he's coming up after us tonight. After that, or tomorrow morning, and you go to twitch.tv/ParagonRadio, you could watch this week. You could replay all the gaming action I had this week.
Okay. I can see it now. The chat is open.
Yes.
For
hold
those
on, let
who
me
have
type
not...
in. Welcome.
Yep. For those who have
right,
not
talking,
been there in quite some time, you can sign up on Blog Talk Radio and join us in the live chat. And if you want to call in live, Pogo Man,
yes.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
Let's see if the rust is on you. Can you do it?
Yes. Well, for those of you who'd like to call in and talk with us, you call in at this number, 714-583-6908. Again, the call-in number for guests is 714-583-6908.
And if we hear one word, we will boot you. And I know which word to look for.
That's right.
We're being great on this one.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. If we hear anything, I'll kick you. I'll slap you. I'll slap you and I'll kick you. That's right. But, along with it being my Extra Life Gaming four-day weekend, November 12th was Disney Plus Day. That's right. 1 year ago, Friday, Disney Plus began its service, and they rewarded its viewers with a look ahead to the future of the next year. With previews. Shorts I still have not looked at. Okay, I was just holding a torch. How come I'm not holding it anymore?
I don't know.
Okay, I'm actually on two games, so I'm obviously standing. Okay, let's do a roll call. I'm obviously in the WCOC studios of Millennium City in Champions Online. It's myself, Alan, with the Teddysons, Mr. Nom Nom, and Clarence. Am I missing anybody? And so I'm meeting with the Teddysons and Silver Egret. The Teddyson clan is growing.
I was about to say, if you were about to say Sovereign Reign here, I...
Yeah, and Sovereign Reign's been hanging out with me. She told me not to say anything till now. She's just chilling out. I'm sitting on my chair, and I'm just hanging out on my chair. Oh, and Silver Grit whispers, Rosebud. She whispers, Rosebud. Please, she whispered that. Okay, and over on our, do we want to call it, well, Sister City, it's not a Twin City, Sister City. Paragon City. In City of Heroes, it's myself, Mad Viking, DJ Texas. Comes up at 8 p.m. on Dawn Radio. We have Silent Strike of Geeks United. We have Dark Prominence of Hell's Demonic Legion, who's actually, Hell's Demonic Legions, who's actually here earlier with me when I first showed up. And that's who we've got for now. I'm sure others will show up later. We'll announce them when they arrive. Mm-hmm. And last week, there was a costume contest across the way under the big statue of Atlas, or as we call it, the Atlas Park statue. And we don't know what happened. We did announce we would announce the winners, and the gentleman who was doing it said, cool, and he was going to let me know. And all of a sudden, the contest ended, and we even backtracked our chat logs, and we said to each other, where were the announcements of the winners? We had no winner announcements anywhere. So we said, that's odd. So, yes, Silver Grit, I know what Rosebud means. I know its significance. I've seen the movie.
Unedited. Before.
Yes. Long time ago. When I was in college. Good. I know what it means. I know. Matter of fact, I saw it once. I saw it ages ago. Matter of fact, in high school, I actually unknowingly saw the ending. You know what I mean? It was in the montage, and I saw the ending to it, not realizing that was the ending. And then watching the movie, one of my friends goes, oh, yeah, this is where Bolt, like, douchebag. As we're watching it, he bores out the ending. He goes, what? And you haven't seen it yet? Like, no, that's why we're watching it now. He reminded me of this guy who I was doing, you get seasonal help at the IRS, you get seasonal work there. And he was the type of guy who's like, oh, Like, I would watch WCW wrestling when WCW was around. Oh, can I tell you one thing? No. And he would just – and I'd say no because he would have a habit of blurting out the ending, like the big main event or the big surprise at the end. And he would constantly blurt it out. And I would get pissed off and just slam my fist on the ground, like on the table, not on the ground. I was like – and people would look at him like, you know what? I haven't seen it either. Would you stop? And people would get pissed at him. Like, will you not stop doing that shit? And people looked really, how do you put up with, like, I don't. I get really friggin' pissed off at it when he does this shit. Because our day would end at 4 o'clock to go home. And I was getting ready to go home on a Tuesday. And I was getting ready to go home and just, and I haven't watched the ending yet. Because that, remember, that was on with Raw. So I would watch Raw at that point, and then WCW I would watch the next day when I got home. And I was like, you know, I was just getting ready to go home and watch Raw, do some cardio, you know, because in my room I had the stationary bike. And I was like, you know, I was just getting ready to go watch the second half of Raw and do some cardio. Now you just ruined the whole effing thing. Again.
Yep. All right.
He was that type of guy. You know.
Well, I did my object check. You ain't going to get anything from me. Ship of Heroes came up with nothing.
Yeah, I went to City of Titans, yeah, thank you. City of Titans has nothing. oddly, you know what's funny? Over the weekend playing, in the chats, people were mentioning, like, what the hell is going on with the successor games? So Rain's not the only one. It's like other people. And I noticed in the chat, people were saying they donated money to these games. What the hell is going on? Because they said, you know, well, the thing is, you know, obviously I was playing City of Heroes because they donated the most money. And they said, yeah, these games were supposed to come out before we ever saw City of Heroes again. And how long has City of Heroes been back now? 2 years? A year?
About like that, yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, you know, okay, it's back. And it seems like all these successor games, instead of just going through with their project, they're bowing out.
Well, 2 has rebooted.
Yeah, please. Well, like I said, here's the deal. Heroes and Villains was an offshoot of City of Titans because they had philosophical differences. So I don't know, you know what I mean? To me, that was like, okay, so you had philosophical differences and the project leader of that broke off.
You just know. I want to point out here, we have we found our pusher. It's Anemia. He's pushing TJ Texas all the place. Do you know what we do to people who pushing around people when they're just relaxing?
Well, we're trying to do a show. We're just chilling out talking to people who have nothing better to fucking do than push us off.
You just made the list.
Yep.
You don't want to make the list, pal. You don't want to make our list.
I'm just waiting for Texas to go off. There we go.
So for Halloween this year, I was going to be a Jedi. Okay. Ordered my costume.
Oh, he just turned it around where he's having fun. See, he said, knock the crap off. And he's almost off. Report. Let's see. Where's the old report button? Support. Let's see. Yes. I got no problem.
Oh, so man, I had a typo.
Yeah.
Well, when Texas comes back, he's going to be pissed.
Well, considering that his global name is Plooperton.
The fuck's a Plooperton? Are you reporting this?
I'm working
okay,
on it, yeah.
That. Thing is, how did he get to level 50? Oh, he's an AE. I bet he's an AE baby.
Mm-hmm.
If you could stand still long enough for me to check. Oh, wait, I could just look over here.
Oh, yeah, let's see here. Badges. You see, we checked the 222. There's architects.
Okay. Yeah, how many architect badges? 1, 2, 3, 4, 6. All right, IE, 2 job. He's got a bunch of he's got a bunch of event badges, a bunch of defeats. Oh, he's got some PvP, 4 veteran, bunch of gladiator. He's got some accolades. Achievements, okay. He's got some accomplishments.
All right, silent strike, not so silent.
Well, he's got a bunch of exploration badges. Holy shit. Wait a minute. Anima's only level... Oh, veteran level 12. Okay. Skullhoo's got a bit... So... Anyway, remember how, okay, one thing was the costume, okay? But I was looking for, like, you know, I have this, you know, Darth Maul style, you know, twin lightsaber, right? I wanted to find a better one. So on Instagram, this company that makes these, I guess, like, professional or theater-like style level, like these really expensive ones, they're going out of business, right? So I was like, I don't know about this. I'm looking at the reviews, all high reviews. These are normally like $300 lightsabers. They're going out of business, selling them for like $30, right? I said, okay, all right, I'll buy one, right? So a week later, they're sending it out to me, and it's coming from China. And I go, oh, shit, here we go. Right? So I finally get it today in the mail. It comes wrapped in paper. Okay? Now, I kid you not. Now, the first one I got, okay? Now, the first one I got was pretty much better quality, and I paid like $19 for that one, okay? This thing is pretty much the same exact thing, okay? Now, this is $40 on sale, okay? It's in the packaging, and on top, it says 3+ years, toys, happy to you.
All right.
So this thing you could get at some no-frills, like, store, and it's hanging, like, off a rack. But the way they describe this, it has 11+ buttons. You could set this. You could set that. And all. I'm like, it's the same fucking thing I already have that I paid, like, $19 for. That I got on, I think I got this one on sale for like $10, actually. But I'm like, are you fucking shitting me? So they're trying to tell me this is like worth $300.
Baby.
So, and I just got it before the show went on. So now I have to get, luckily I paid with PayPal. So now tomorrow I got to try and find the website and show them how they advertise this and what they sent me. But do you know what happens? See, this is what I get pissed about. These companies that look American and they say they're made in the USA, and then you order it, and then 3 days, 4 days later, when it's too late, it says it's coming from China. And you can't change it. And it's
right.
Nothing like the product you were supposed to get. Do you know what happens to those companies? Do you know what we do to those companies?
You just made the list.
And I ordered a couple things. So once
you
more.
You just made the list.
There you go.
And I don't know why, like, Instagram allows these companies on there when they get complaints. It's like Instagram has all these companies on there. Like, I got to say, originally, like last year, I got this Batman jacket, like this Batman spring-style jacket, and it's really cool. But you can only wear it in the springtime. It was really nice. I mean, I got this New York Giants three-quarter button-down. It's almost like a baseball jersey-style New York Giants shirt and a Batman-style shirt like that I got off Instagram. So I can't complain about those shirts. But since then, the quality is just absurd with what you're finding on there. Like my mom, she found this thing and she showed it. It was 2 6-foot. Now they said 6 foot and they had the measurement 72 inches, not centimeters, 72 inches. Nutcracker style, winter soldiers, not winter soldiers, you know, like, you know, soldiers for Christmas that you could put out, like we put on each side of our front deck, the steps going up, right? Hard plastic, okay? Hard plastic.
Right.
Now, this is last year. She gets in the mail. These things come in the mail. They're 8 inches high each.
Somebody,
like, are you friggin'?
Somebody's a fisherman. It's that big.
Yeah. Like, are you kidding? Like, the measurements don't even add up. It's like 7.2 inches. Like, holy mackerel. Oh, okay. Texas came back, and I don't see anemia anywhere.
Oh, he's underneath the statue.
Oh, did he run? Jeez. All right. All right. So, as I said, I just lost my train of thought for a second. I'll get there. This past Friday, there we go, was Disney Plus Day. A lot of stories came out. So let's get to it, shall we? The first two stories I really like. The second one is really cool because I didn't even know about this one. So the first one, this one dropped right away in the morning. It was like 8 a.m. You had the first like bit of news story. Like you go to like Disney Plus, and I'm looking, and I see the logo right there on my TV set.
Yep.
Boom, Obi-Wan Kenobi. I'm like, hot damn, here we go. And I was kind of disappointed because it was like a one minute teaser. And that's all they gave us that day. But the story got better as the day goes on. So it goes, all right, so here's what we got. Disney Plus drops the first sizzle reel. That's what they call it, sizzle reel. For Star Wars, Obi-Wan Kenobi. It's Disney Plus Day. But so far, Disney is only letting subscribers see what they really want to see. After leaking early this week, the official Star Wars Obi-Wan Kenobi sizzle reel has been released. However, it's not on YouTube or Lucasfilm social media. Instead, you have to go here to watch the sizzle reel. Additionally, to show off just yet, instead, Ewan McGregor briefly hypes his return as Obi-Wan, as does director Deborah Chow. Chow hinted that the show will move beyond the initial premise, which finds Obi-Wan on Tatooine and looking after Luke Skywalker from a distance. She also expressed her excitement about the return of Hayden Christensen as Darth Vader. Christensen also briefly appears in the video while training for a lightsaber showdown with Obi-Wan. Lucasfilm also included some concept art for that duel, which is a picture below with Darth Vader and Obi-Wan fighting on Mustafar. McGregor and Christian won't be the only prequel trilogy actors to return. Joel Edgerton and Bonnie Peace are also reprising their roles as Luke's adoptive parents, Owen and Beru Lars. Moses Ingram, Kumail Nanjiani, Indira Varma, a bunch of people will also have roles in the series, and this is going to hit Disney Plus in 2022. I think it's hitting May 2022. I think after May the 4th. Go ahead.
I got to give credit to Homecoming, the GM, right there.
Really? Yes. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. I had some issues this weekend with gaming, and the GM's right there. My biggest problem with some of the gaming, like they were defeat alls, the last creature inside a giant rock, and I couldn't get to him. And I was sitting there. I was like,
I learned a trick on that. Walk away.
Yes.
If you have an area of effect power, hit that. It'll get the damage. Then walk away.
Well, no.
It will untrap it.
No, they said he was buried. They said he was sitting in the middle of a giant rock that nobody's AOE powers could get to.
Oh.
It was like a GM was like, and this thing, this is like, I think Saturday, he goes, wow, this thing is amazing. I'm like, I know, right? He goes, hold on. He goes, yeah. He goes, dude. He goes, I don't think anybody's AOE powers are going to get this thing. Really? Because even I, then there was one my dragon kick could get to, my spinning kick. He had a dampening field around him. It got him down to 10% health, and then that was it. It wouldn't do any more damage to him in the rock. And so I had to call him. I said, what the hell is a dampening field? He goes, yeah, it's a major glitch. We're working on that. So he had auto-complete it for me.
All right. Well, I mean, got to give credit where it's due. We got... They are GMs. They just go, we'll take care of it now.
Right. Because if you guys remember, Thursday and Friday, I had that split day thing. Well, Thursday I had the split day. Friday I did the regular thing. But, you know, it was one of those things like we would have been sitting there, you know, my whole day playing would have been like waiting for a GM. You know, that would have been on the video. What'd you do? One mission. Waiting for a GM.
I was just, you know, surprised on the speed. I'm like, okay, there you are. How you doing?
So what they do? Is he still there?
Yeah, hey, he's right now underneath the statue. Yeah, and I got him. So I'm just waiting for the dirty message. I'm just waiting for it.
Okay, and Strident Echo has joined me holding a torch. Thank you. Oh, you know what? Let me do this.
Okay.
Okay, there we go. Link from Paragon Radio. Oh, somebody knows playing Star Wars Old Republic. Okay. I'll have to Steam. Okay. So that's the first story that broke. Okay. That's the first. The sizzle reel really wasn't much of like, all right, I wanted to see a trailer. Okay. But then I went to the news. Now, this one, I didn't even know about. All I heard was artists and creators were mentioning this about a year ago, that they were trying to put a proposal together for this one. Okay. So over 2 years ago, the creative team behind the landmark X-Men the Animated Series revealed that they were putting together a pitch for Disney Plus to revive the show. Now it's official. The Wrap is reporting that a new series tentatively titled X-Men 97 will pick up where the animated series left off. Eric and Julia Ewald and director Larry Houston will consult on the new series. Houston and the Ewalds were behind the pitch to revive the show. However, the key creative team for the new series includes head writer Bo DeMeo, supervising director Jake Castorino, yes, and supervising director Charlie Feldman. Additionally, several cast members are slated to return for the new show. That includes Kale Dodd, Lenore Zan, George Buzza, Adrian Hoff, Christopher Britton, Catherine Disher, Chris Potter, Allison Seeley Smith, and Allison Court. But the report also notes that, quote-unquote, some will reprise their original roles and others will step into entirely new roles. New cast members for the series include Jennifer Hale, Anoa Boci, Ray Chase, Matthew Waterson, J.P. Karliak, hope I'm saying that one right, Holly Chow, Jeff Bennett, and A.J. Mocasio. X-Men the Animated Series debuted on Fox in 1992. And helped pave the way for the first live-action X-Men movie. It ran for 5 seasons before it came to an end. In the final episode, the X-Men and their recurring adversary slash ally Magneto had to say goodbye to Professor Charles Xavier. The alien Shi'ar had to take Xavier into space for treatment after he was nearly killed by an assassin. Now, if X-Men 97 really is picking up where TAS left off, then that's the current status quo for the show. X-Men 97 will likely hit Disney Plus in 2023. Hot damn!
There you
I
go.
Love that show.
Okay.
A few years ago, if you remember, after Battleworld, in the X-Men comics, the Marvel comics, they did an X-Men 97 comic book for about a year or two.
Yep.
So.
All right, we got to do this.
Watch X-Men the Animated Series on Disney Plus. Yes, go ahead.
We have to do this.
What is going on here?
GM Taiju, he's going like, well, looks like he's behaving himself. Let us know if he's acting up again. I go, thank you, and love the great response. He goes, sure thing. So, you know what we give GMs who respond quickly and able to settle a situation? You know what we give them?
2 thumbs up.
Well, you got the file. The sound file.
Which one?
Jericho.
Wait. Okay, I know which one we get. Hold on.
Will you have to do it again?
Hold on. Okay. No, go. Yeah, I got to get it. Yeah, I got to get it. I don't have to listen to Jericho. I just have to listen individually. Go ahead.
All right. You know what GMs who operate fast and take care of problems quickly get?
Oh, a little bit of the bubbly.
There you go.
I'm like, then I can be able to put in a little, like, oh, the other Jericho.
Like I said, it's been a while.
No, yeah,
oh,
I'm putting up with it.
A little bit of the bubbly. No.
There we go. They only got a little bit of the bubbly. But wait a minute. Hold on. Oh, look here. We have the Radical Phantom, who's joined us.
Yep.
Silver Regret, and we saw a whole bunch of clones. I'm like, wait a minute. I'm like, good Lord, I'm surrounded.
Reminds me of the time when you were on...
Huh? Robotet. Yeah, when I was reading about X-Men 97. That's what I was reading. Uh-huh. Wow, we got a whole crew here.
Yeah.
I hope they know why we're doing this, why I'm standing here.
I hope so. You know, we'll find out.
Okay, hold on.
But, yeah. Remember, like, remember when GMs, when you ask for the devs, they come in quickly?
Yes,
Rich
right.
Tom remembers.
Hold on, let me get the link again. I don't know what happened. I just jumped for no reason. There you go. Tune in to Paragon Radio, and I put the link. I got to hold my – wait, hold on. I jumped for no reason.
I know there's people on Champions going like, I remember those days way back when.
Yeah. I know. Nowadays, it's like, yeah, good luck with that. All right. So we got that exciting X-Men news. That was cool. Because remember now, they're working on the Batman also, which is kind of like part Batman animated series. Because remember, in the early 90s, you had X-Men animated series and Batman animated series. They both came out about the same time.
And then wasn't Superman kind of there as well?
Yeah, it was Batman animated series, Superman. Yeah, but you know what? Out of the three of them, I put Batman animated series first, X-Men the animated series, and then Superman the animated series. You know, of the three of them. So.
Now watch. Now yeah, Rain's going to come on going, like, how dare you put. That's gonna
I will
get
put
wrong.
It anywhere I want. I will, well, I don't care. Okay. Okay. So anyway. Anyway. Okay. More Disney Plus news. There's a lot of Disney Plus news here, folks. So Marvel Zombies and a new Spider-Man animated series are coming to Disney Plus as well. So X-Men 97 is coming. I didn't see anything about What If. So What If Season 2 is coming. Actually, I did see it in a clip. What If Season 2 won't be the only original Marvel animated shows on Disney Plus. Via The Hollywood Reporter, Disney and Marvel have also announced Marvel Zombies.
Yes.
And a new Spider-Man animated series. It's unclear if Marvel Zombies will build off the zombie episode of What If, or it will take its cues from Robert Kirkman's Marvel Zombies comic. Regardless, the new series will reimagine the Marvel Universe as a new generation of heroes fights the zombie plague. Brian Andrews will direct the series. Additionally, Spider-Man Freshman Year appears to be a MCU-related animated series. It's going to follow Peter Parker's earliest adventures before the events of Captain America: Civil War. As THR points out, Civil War and Spider-Man Homecoming established Peter as a sophomore in high school. Presumably, Freshman Year will fill in some of the Spidey gaps, including his origin and the death of Uncle Ben. Jeff Trammell is the head writer on the show, and it will celebrate the early comic roots of the character. While Sony and Marvel have yet to renew their shared custody of Spider-Man post No Way Home, this new animated series seems like a good sign that Spidey will remain in the MCU. What If Season 2 had already been discussed openly by the show's by that show's creative team. However, Disney Plus officially made the renewal announcement today. That means there are now four Marvel animated original shows for the streamer, and there are potentially more on the way. Okay. So we have four Marvel animated shows coming up. All right. More announcements, I tell you. Disney Plus has announced Marvel's Agatha Harkness and Echo series. Two of the newest additions to the Marvel Cinematic Universe are officially spinning off into their own TV shows. So during Fridays, I'm so excited, I don't know what day I'm talking about. During Friday's Disney Plus Day event, Marvel Studios announced that Katherine Hahn will reprise her critically acclaimed WandaVision role in Agatha, House of Harkness. Additionally, Alakwa Cox, soon to be seen in Marvel's upcoming Hawkeye series, will be starring in Echo. Rumors about an Agatha Harkness series began making the rounds last month. So, this news isn't all that surprising. Hahn's performance easily made her WandaVision breakout character, and eventually netted her an Emmy nomination for Outstanding Supporting Actress in a Limited or Anthology Series or Movie. The last time we saw Agatha, Wanda had trapped her in her sitcom persona in the suburban town of Westview. It's not clear if House of Harkness intends to pick up where WandaVision left off, since the latter show's penultimate episode established that if Agatha doesn't age, the new series could also be a prequel. Whatever the case, viewers shouldn't expect Agatha to be confirmed to Disney+. Back in October, Deadline reported that Han signed a larger deal with Marvel that covers appearances on the big screen as well. Meanwhile, Cox's Maya Lopez Flash Echo is still one of the lesser-known superheroes in the Marvel pantheon, but clearly the studio is hoping to make her a household name, starting with her introduction on Hawkeye this month. The series trailers have shown very little of Cox's role thus far. Regardless, her status as one of very few deaf comic book characters definitely makes her unique. Okay. You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
You?
I am being rather confrontational.
Okay, you got quiet. I'm like, with who? With whom?
Mr. Because he's
Anemia.
Back pushing.
Anemia?
Yep. Mm-hmm. All I'm doing is stepping in the way.
Is he trying to push? He's pushing me, isn't he? He's trying to push me.
No, he's pushing Radical Phantom.
Good Lord. You know, it takes one douchebag. Oh. Wait a minute. I have something to say. Somebody has something they'd like to say about him.
You are a douchebag. That's right. A douchebag. A total douchebag.
Well. And that's George Sakai for you.
Mm-hmm.
And when George Sakai says you're a douchebag, you, sir, are a douchebag. That's right. I'm just gonna keep going here as soon as I get fun. Okay. Oh, this was kind of, you know, like I said, I knew about certain shows that were going to be first looked at, and some I didn't know. This was another one of those pleasant moments. Okay. So Disney Plus shares the first look at Oscar Isaac's Moon Knight series. So Marvel and Disney may have made a tactical error during Disney Plus's day by forcing people to watch the streamer for any glimpse of their upcoming projects. See, what I did was, since I was playing all day, I knew not to sit around waiting all day. I just knew to come back, like, in the morning I checked, and I came back later on at the end of the day. Okay, so naturally, this also makes it difficult to share the brief video footage of Oscar Isaac's Moon Knight series. Regardless, some fans have posted unauthorized videos of the teaser footage, which you could see, and I'm going to post all this on Facebook, on the Paragon Radio page under the link for this week's show. Within the video, Mark Spector, played by Oscar Isaac, struggles with the multiple identities in his mind. He may be mentally ill, but that doesn't mean that he's crazy. There's also a brief glimpse of Moon Knight's signature white costume as he beats someone up and leaps across the night sky. Within the comic book realm, Mark Spector is the fist of Khonshu, the Egyptian god of the moon. However, it's unknown if the mystic aspect of Moon Knight's origin will be retained for the MCU, but it does appear that Spector's tenuous grasp on his sanity is intact. Ethan Hawke is also co-starring on the series as a cult leader who will go up against Moon Knight. May Calamoy also has a leading role, but her part has not been announced yet. Four of Moon Knight's episodes were directed by Mohamed Diab, with the directing team of Justin Benson and Aaron Moorhead taking the remaining two episodes. Disney Plus hasn't set a date for the show yet. However, a 2022 premiere seems likely. All right, so eight episodes. Oh, now this was great. Marvel finally revealed early She-Hulk footage on Disney Plus Day. During the footage, Tatiana was with Mark Ruffalo, and they were dressed in like 1970s clothing. People speculated that it might have been like a mock advertisement for her as an attorney, and she looks at the camera and she's like, "Trust me, you won't like me when I'm angry," kind of spoofing I can't remember the actor now who played him in the 70s, and forgive me for that. That's a sin right there. You know, the one who played Bruce Banner in the 70s. Mad Viking, a little help?
Yeah. Yep, he has
the actor who played
more
him
than
in the
one
70s.
Yeah.
Not Lou Ferrigno, the one who played Bruce Banner.
Oh, Bill Bixby.
I can see his face. Bill Bixby, thank you. Right, right. Because during the advertisements, he'd always go, "Trust me, don't get me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry." So they were spoofing that. As a matter of fact, for Mark Ruffalo, they gave him the 70s sideburns and curly hair. So it's kind of like they 70'd them up for this sizzle reel, whatever you want to call it, like they were doing a commercial.
Pogo, he's going to go after you unless you do something.
Oh, fuck him.
He's going for it.
Jesus Christ.
Well, I look at it this way. You got the idea, I think. I got him highlighted, though.
God damn. People are annoying.
I was like, yeah, we're hosting a podcast. That's being recorded!
Yeah. Oh, Alto. Okay, sorry. Alto has joined us. Hi, Alto. Yeah, for those over in Champions Online, over in City of Heroes, we're being annoyed. These people are joining anybody who's AFK and trying to push them around.
Mm-hmm. So it's already been reported once.
Right. And the problem is I'm trying to read stories. So between looking over in Champions Online, trying to read stories, I can't be in three places at once. So let
that's
me read the She-Hulk story.
That's why I was being quiet.
Thank you. Right, because the trailer is very cool here. So, all right, So all the trailers, I'm just reporting, because we had no other news this week. So basically, all the news stories are based on Disney Plus Day. So, and all these stories are going to be put on the Paragon Radio Facebook page. So a new Jay Giant is about to smash her way into the Marvel Cinematic Universe. The upcoming She-Hulk series is easily one of the most highly anticipated shows that Marvel has on docket. And during Disney Plus Day, the announcement, the studio previewed the first official She-Hulk footage, including a brief tease of the title character. Yeah, they showed her in a Hulk-out form, but from her back, but in her purple and white costume. Unfortunately, the studio isn't releasing the video for anyone who doesn't have Disney Plus. See, that was the problem. A lot of this stuff, like Disney Plus Day, you got to have Disney Plus to get this stuff. See, it was kind of like, okay, welcome to Disney Plus. And I agree with that. It's Disney Plus Day. It's kind of like a thank you to the subscribers. So instead, fans must settle for a handful of screen caps from Marvel's preview, Luckily, the images should be enough to tide fans over until a proper trailer arrives. The footage introduced Tatiana Maslany as Jennifer Walters, a self-described, quote-unquote, normal lawyer, who is also the cousin of Bruce Banner. But when a blood transfusion from her famous relative turns her into a green-skinned super vixen, any semblance of normalcy vanishes. Regardless, it sounds as though Jennifer is going to find a way to cope with her new condition. Marvel previously revealed that it was developing She-Hulk as a half-hour legal comedy. But this doesn't necessarily mean the show is going to be a complete barrel of laughs. Throughout the first season, Jen will have to tangle with Jamila Jamil's Titania and Tim Roth's Abomination, who recently returned to the MCU in another project I'm not going to spoil. Fortunately, Jen won't be alone. She will also get an assist from her cousin Bruce, who appears in both as Smart Hulk and as a normal man. Additionally, Marvel also shared an updated logo for the series. Okay. She-Hulk will land on Disney Plus sometime in 2022. I'm trying to think when they said that. I don't know why they just didn't say, I don't know when 2022, sometime soon. I know before May. That's what I heard.
Back pushing dark prominence.
Oh. What the?
And he's using that teleport. I can't stop him.
What teleport?
Eldian teleport.
Good Lord. Okay, so Alto, he's wearing red white sneakers, red cargo pants, a red t-shirt with a white heart on it. He's got a halo and little white wings on. I'd say he's dressed for Valentine's Day, but we're a few months away. Well, as soon as I wave to Alto, he's just taking off. He's got a rainbow special effect behind him. He's just running all over the place now. He's just bouncing all over the place. Okay, back to the stories, the news stories. All right. So I find them. Oh, okay. Next one up. Nick Fury returns in first look at Marvel's Secret Invasion series. So Marvel's Secret Invasion series is currently in production, but apparently not far enough along for a trailer on Disney Plus Day. Regardless, Marvel Studios and Disney Plus have released a first look at Samuel Jackson as Nick Fury on the show. And as you can see, there's a pic below. He's looking a little ragged, and his signature eye patch is missing. The real Nick Fury was last seen on a Skrull starship in the post-credits scene from Spider-Man Far From Home. It still hasn't been explained how and why Fury is out in space. However, we do know that Secret Invasion is dealing with a massive Skrull infiltration on Earth. The alien shapeshifters may not have been villains in Captain Marvel, but some of them have already decided to make Earth their new home, whether humanity likes it or not. Fortunately, Fury does have some backup on the show. Ben Mendelsohn is reprising his role as the Skrull leader, Talos, but in a world under siege by shapeshifters, who can Fury truly trust? And then additionally, Marvel debuted a new logo for Secret Invasion. The word secret, the top half is in purple and then it fades to green. And Invasion, it looks like this cool font logo. It's all green with a little bit of purple. You'll see it when I show it to you. Let's see. Amelia Clark, Olivier Coleman, Killian Scott and Christopher McDonald will also co-star. Yeah, it's hard to describe these logos. I don't know why I try and do it. Co-star in Secret Invasion. Kingsley Ben-Adir will portray the lead villain on the series. Secret Invasion will likely and hopefully premiere on Disney Plus in 2022. All right. Disney Plus's Ms. Marvel footage teases Kamala Khan's origin story. Ms. Marvel may be hitting Disney Plus later than we all expected, but this didn't stop the streaming service from debuting some early footage from the series during Disney Plus Day's presentation. After showcasing a number of scenes from Moon Knight and She-Hulk, Marvel brought viewers to Kamala Khan's corner of the MCU, where she is set to make history as the franchise's first Muslim superhero. As of now, only Disney Plus subscribers can view the new sizzle reel, but here's a quick rundown. The footage introduces Ayman Vellani as Kamala Khan, a Muslim teenager living in Jersey City. And just like her comic book counterpart, she idolizes Captain Marvel, which is made apparent when we see her starting up a light-up display of Carol Danvers in her Star Force uniform. In the comics, Kamala is an Inhuman who develops polymorphic stretching powers after going through Terrigenesis. But the footage teases that the series is making a few tweaks to her origin. Okay, let's see. The footage also makes it clear that Ms. Marvel isn't shying away from Kamala's Muslim faith. In fact, the show will celebrate her heritage with scenes of her praying as part of her group. Regardless, her feeling that it's not really the brown girls from Jersey City who saved the world indicates that Kamala will still be forced to navigate a maze of prejudice and self-doubt. But fortunately, it looks like she has a supportive group of friends to help her overcome these obstacles. They even help her figure out how to use her newfound abilities, which are teased in the reflection of a skyscraper at the end of the reel. Ms. Marvel will premiere on Disney Plus. You guessed it. Oh, well, actually, they say on Disney Plus in summer 2022. Okay, now this one took me totally by surprise. I had no idea about this one. Disney Plus's Willow featurette introduces the new series cast. Yeah, they're doing a sequel Willow as a series. Did not know. I had no idea about that. So, Obi-Wan Kenobi wasn't the only new project that Lucasfilm teased during Disney Plus Day's presentation. Although it isn't Star Wars related, the upcoming Willow series will bring fans back to the world of the 19... What?
AFK'd.
Yeah.
Considering that I told Plooperton, who is now Star Eater, that since we're doing a podcast, the actions have been recorded and can be used when the GM goes, "Do you have proof?" Oops.
Yeah, but we're not recording it. I'm not video recording.
Oh, yes. But your audio playback.
All right. So Star Eater is one of the guys, too, that's pushing people around also.
Same person, different tune.
Okay. So Star Eater is now Anemia.
Mm-hmm. Same person.
Pooperton. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So at least in a way, you know, the GM will now know we're doing a podcast. And it's audio, in case they go, you know, anything on the video. No, it's audio.
Oh, he says he feels like one of this gang. Definitely not one of this gang. Okay, where is I now? All right, so this series will bring fans back to the world of 1988 fantasy film with original star Warwick Davis coming back. And to keep the hype machine going, Disney released a featurette that shows Davis introducing the series new cast members. All right, you can check out the Will featurette for yourself below, which will be on the Facebook page later on. The video finds Davis hamming it up with his new co-stars, most of whom are too young to have seen the original Willow in theaters when it premiered over 30 years ago. As a matter of fact, so I remember watching it the other day, and a couple of the cast members even joked around saying, this was a film? In fact, Amara Chatter Patel seemed shocked to learn that Yeah, here it goes. There was a movie in the first place. And when he finds out Ron Howard was involved, he asks if Howard is narrating the new series just like he did with Arrested Development. Sadly, it looks like Howard is sticking to his role as executive producer. All right. Luckily, the original movie has at least one fan in Tony Revolori, who also has a role in the series. He tells Davis that he grew up watching the film with his dad. However, when he reveals that it's his second favorite fantasy adventure behind Lord of the Rings, he immediately gets on Davis's bad side. Davis also speaks with the Falcon and the Winter Soldier's Aaron Kellyman. But even though they appear together in Solo, a Star Wars story, Davis doesn't seem to remember her. Willow will premiere on Disney Plus sometime in 2022. Okay, then we have some Guardians of the Galaxy news, and not the I Am Groot or the Guardians of the Galaxy holiday special. No. Sylvester Stallone is returning for Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. After getting his old team back together at the end of Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, Starkar Ogard is officially returning to the Marvel Cinematic Universe. In a new post on Instagram, Sylvester Stallone confirmed that he's reprising his role as a high-ranking Ravager in Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. Stallone announced his involvement with the sequel earlier Friday, posting two videos from the set that give fans a better look at the behind-the-scenes process. The first video shows him inside a contraption designed to photograph several facial expressions so the filmmakers could duplicate them if the actor isn't around. The second clip shows the machine in action. Starkar Ogard, also known as Starhawk in the comics, was introduced in an early scene in Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, where it was revealed that he saved Yondu from being a Kree slave and recruited him to join the Ravagers. He exiled Yondu from the gang after getting wind of his child trafficking operation. However, Yondu's sacrifice at the end of the film convinced Starkar to reach out to several of his former allies, including Alita Ogard, Charlie 27, Martinix, Mainframe, and Krugar. Once they were all united, they set off on a new cosmic heist. James Gunn officially announced the start of production on Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 last week. Sorry. The film will also mark the first appearance of Will Poulter as Adam Warlock. Chukwudi Iwuji, lots of name, has also been cast in an undisclosed role. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 hits theaters on May 5th, 2023. Gotta wait another year. All right. Okay. New details emerge about Doctor Strange 2's significant reshoots. And we did report that there were significant reshoots last week, or a couple weeks ago. A few weeks ago, Benedict Cumberbatch confirmed that he would once again don Stephen Strange's Cloak of Levitation for reshoots on Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness, which will last from November into December. And while announcements like these usually aren't cause for concern, The Hollywood Reporter has clarified how much work is left to be done. Sources close to the film have described the ongoing reshoots as significant. Aside from Cumberbatch, it's not clear if any of the film's other actors will be present for the reshoots. Regardless, the crew intends to work 6 days a week for at least 6 weeks. During this time, they plan to cover both reshoots and additional photography. Sam Raimi is also back in the director's chair with screenwriter Michael Waldron penning some new material. THR's insiders are divided on what this means for the production. One source insisted that additional photography is normal for a film this big, and that even while in the middle of production, Marvel is scheduling you for more shooting. Another insider claimed that we've had bigger reshoots on other MCU movies. Well, pardon me. However, third source was skeptical of these claims, especially given the reshoot's lengthy time frame. They remarked, they're here until the end of the year. That's like a whole other movie. Other sources gave various reasons for the reshoots. According to one insider, 2 weeks are reserved for principal photography, particularly for scenes that couldn't be completed during the initial shoot due to actor availability. Well, that's a mouthful. Availability issues. There, I got it. I don't know what's wrong. Sorry. That same source also dispelled any concerns that the filmmakers are using this time to retool the story. Plus, the film is making up for lost time caused by COVID-related shutdowns in the UK, which also prompted Marvel's decision.
Pogo,
delay
his entire he's gone
life.
For you.
Yeah, not if I jump over him. All right, Trump, you're a teleport with a jump. Oh, is that DJ Alto hanging out with us?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Very tempted to go to quote an old line from a TV show in the 70s. Smile, you're on Candid Camera.
Okay. Wait, let me get back to you. Which also prompted Marvel's decision to delay its entire 2022 slate. Right, last month I mentioned they pushed back all five movies, upcoming movies. Okay, so Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness hits theaters on May 6th, 2022. Speaking of pushing back, how quaint. Disney Plus is pushing back Ms. Marvel to later in 2022. Marvel Studios dominated Disney Plus this year with the release of four new scripted shows and one more on the way. And while several fans were holding out hope that another new hero will be making her MCU debut before 2021 was over, it sounds like her introduction will have to wait. During a recent earnings call via CNET, Disney announced that it is pushing back Ms. Marvel's premiere on Disney Plus to a later date in 2022. Originally, Ms. Marvel was expected to hit the platform sometime in fall or winter 2021. But given the lack of news, this announcement isn't too surprising. News of the show's delay was shared by Disney CFO Christine McCarthy. Additionally, McCarthy confirmed 2022 release windows for a few other highly anticipated projects. The fourth quarter will likely be more indicative of what our slate could look like. Once we have tentpole content flowing steadily from all our industry-leading creative engines, said McCarthy, quarter four, will be the first time in Disney Plus history that we plan to release original content throughout the quarter from Disney, Marvel, Star Wars, Pixar, and Nat Geo, all in one quarter. This includes highly anticipated titles such as Ms. Marvel, Andor, and Pinocchio. It's unclear if McCarthy means the fourth quarter of 2022 or she means the final quarter of Marvel's fiscal year, which ends in September 2022. Regardless, it may be more than a year before the series makes its debut on Disney+. Ms. Marvel will introduce newcomer Iman Vellani as Kamala Khan, a teenager with polymorphic stretching abilities who borrows the codename formerly used by her idol, Carol Danvers, better known as Captain Marvel. Vellani's character also has a role in The Marvels alongside Captain Marvel actress Brie Larson and WandaVision's Teyonah Parris. That film will hit theaters on February 17th, 2023. Okay, that's all the news I had from Disney Plus Day.
And Alpha joined us in the chat.
Oh, very cool. Let me get there. Let me get to the chat. He's on the chat.
And Yep. And he caught, I'm assuming he caught video-wise, Star Eater pushing you around.
Hey, what am I doing? Hey. I wasn't even okay. I know it wasn't gone that long.
No, when you jumped, that scene.
Oh.
Believe me, I've been tempted to go, smile, you're on cabin camera.
Smile, you're on douchebag camera. Smile, you're a douchebag. Okay, so we have 12 minutes left. Again, I want to thank everybody who tuned in to watch me on Paragon Radio on twitch.tv/ParagonRadio this past weekend, all 4 days for the extralife.org charity gaming marathon. Remember, donations are still being accepted. Wound up raising, so far we raised a total of $780. Believe me, there is still plenty of time to take donations. We could still get to the $1,000 goal. Matter of fact, I will post it in the usual spots. I'll post in Coalition first.
I still like
we have up until...
Thank you, Alto.
What happened? What happened? What happened? Yeah. I'm busy doing this.
He ported to Adam. He went to Adam Master. He went to Echo Dark Astoria.
Oh, well. Cool. Okay.
Oh, yeah. We do apologize to all our friends. It does happen time by time, but you're talking to a whole bunch of old school players.
Go ahead.
When COH was live, when one person started something like that, you saw a swarm. Correct me if I'm wrong, Pogo.
Oh. It used when we used that when people were just in the chat, we would have like 3 or 4 guys show up in the chat, and they would constantly change. I don't know how they did. They would constantly change their IPs. And they would just talk in the chat and, like, really nasty, disgusting things.
Mm-hmm.
And you couldn't stop. They knew what they were doing. So I would record it, and I would send it to well, I guess they knew what they were doing with Blog Talk, because I'd send the Blog Talk. They're like, yeah, what do you want us to do with this? Well, and I got pissed, and I was yelling at the guys on Blog Talk. I was like, nothing for nothing. I pay money, okay? This is like every other week. Something's going on, and you guys do jack shit. Well, have you thought about changing the time of your show? So when? When are you guys open? Why do I have to change the time of my show? This is ridiculous.
Yeah, but I'm talking about on City of Heroes when someone started. There was a gang up, and we always won.
Oh, yeah. It finally got to the point. I mean, but I would tell them like a year. I said a year earlier, during the week, you guys were open till midnight. You had 24/7 service. When it used to be free, they had 24/7 customer service.
I remember.
And now that I'm paying for it, you close at 5 o'clock.
Best story I remember, we just found out the game was closing. All
right?
Right. Everyone's bummed out. All of a sudden, we see a gold spammer.
Oh.
And he kept going and going and going. And finally, I had enough. And I go, listen, you jack off. They just announced the game is closing in 2 months. Tell your Korean bosses, because they were coming from Korea. We did a little research. that this game is closing. And the whole zone busted out with LOL, ROFL, ROFL, MAO. I had to remember that one. And just joined in.
Hey, he's stupid.
And from what I heard, he got a whole bunch of private tells pretty much echoing the same thing. So you're talking to me, Pogo. I know there's a few others in this bunch. We're old school.
Oh, yeah. Everybody looked at the guy. And you knew who he was because somebody told me they, like, I don't know, how much did they charge him for the spin? It's like they have a menu. So somebody decided to buy $1.99 worth of gold. I was like, what are you doing? He goes, I have an idea. So somebody bought $1.99 worth of gold, right?
Mm-hmm.
No, they had to spend $20. They spent the $20. They were working. They spent $20 on it. They would meet them by the hospital. And they said this to us. They always meet somebody by the hospital, right? They always have, like, one color on. And the costume's always one solid color. It's always, like, just a jumpsuit, you know, just, like, the bare minimum. And their costume is always letters.
He's back with seven minutes to go.
So if you ever see somebody by the hospital and just, like, their clothing is just one color, and their name is just a whole bunch of jumbled letters, they are a gold spammer, and they're making it. They're dropping off gold.
And my name is now Denim.
Why is it Denim?
Because I'm wearing denim. Pogo Spring. Oh, you gonna mess with, good luck messing with Pogo Spring.
It's Coalition.
Yeah, let's for those who are listening, if you see Hell Lord Satan, let's hold off on the password invite in general and looking for group, so we do not invite, you get what I'm saying.
Right. Yeah, okay, so we got 5 minutes left, Okay, I'm looking over these stories here. Trying to see what I can get. One interesting one. Marvel's Nate Moore teases Sam Wilson's journey in Captain America 4. And this came out the day before. It's not Disney Plus Day related, but interesting enough, it's about Captain America 4. So earlier this year, Sam Wilson officially became, well, you should know by now, MCU's new Captain America. And after the Falcon and Winter Soldier final episode, Sam's next adventure will take place on the big screen. Malcolm Spellman and Dallin Musson are still working on the screenplay for Captain America 4. But even though the sequel is still early in the film's development, Marvel has a pretty good idea of where Anthony Mackie's superhero is headed. Speaking to comicbook.com's Phase Zero podcast, Marvel Studios VP of Production and Development, Nate Moore, offered some hints about the film's story. Although the Falcon and the Winter Soldier already showed Sam overcoming his self-doubt, it sounds like he will still have to deal with the court of public opinion. I think he's not Steve Rogers, and I think that's a good thing, explained Moore, because to me, this new Cap is Rocky. he's going to be the underdog in any situation. He's not a super soldier, and he's not 100 years old. He doesn't have the Avengers. What happens with the guy who announces publicly, kind of, without the support, I'm the new Captain America? What happens next? Ask more. I think it's fascinating because he's a guy. He's a guy with wings and a shield, but he's a guy. So we're going to put him through the ringer and make him earn it and see what happens when he is outweighed, outclassed, out everything. What makes somebody Captain America? I'm going to argue it's not being a super soldier. And I think we're going to prove that with Mackie and Sam Wilson. Moore also recalled Sam's MCU beginnings as a supporting player in Captain America, the Winter Soldier, in 2014. And it turns out that Moore played a major role convincing screenwriters Christopher Markus and Stephen McFeely to include him in the script. I think Winter Soldier was interesting in that I wasn't the executive on the first movie. That was Stephen Broussard, who's still with us and amazing, said Moore. And so when I inherited that property and became the first movie was, and because the first movie was a period and the second was going to be present day, I kind of came with the things that I loved about the character. When I was a kid, I had a bunch of Captain America and Falcon comics, added Moore. I knew Captain America as Captain America and Falcon more than I knew him as an individual. So when I talked with Markus and McFeely, I just was like, obviously you're doing Captain America and Falcon. What else are you going to do? And that wasn't necessarily the first thing they thought of, but it was something they were really interested in. Marvel has not yet set a release date for Captain America 4. Okay, that's all the time we have for this week. I want to thank everybody for hanging out with us in WCOC Studios, Millennium City of Champions Online. I want to thank everybody for hanging out with us in on the steps of City Hall in Atlas Park on the Excelsior server of City of Heroes. Despite some douchebags trying to ruin the day, we made the best of it. Read those comic books or the superhero novels if you have any. Watch those superhero shows, superhero movies, and check out Disney Plus if you have it. I want to thank Mad Viking and crew for keeping the douchebags at bay. We'll be here next week for another episode of Paragon Radio. And then until then, stay super. Mr. Mad Viking, anything you'd like to say in closing, sir, before DJ Texas comes on?
Blooper Bitten, you just made the list! And say goodnight, Gracie.
That's right. Say goodnight, Gracie. And Blooperton, you are a douchebag. That's right. A douchebag. Goodnight, everybody. Until next week on Paragon Radio, stay super. We'll see you next week for another episode. Have a good week, everybody. Oh, we got 10 seconds left. Damn it. I tried to time it. All right. Have a good one, all. All right. Enjoy DJ Texas' show. Have a great show, DJ Texas. Kick ass. I think we're in the after party now.
Yep. It's been a while.
Oh, okay.
I thought I was out of practice, but I think that's it. I thought I felt out of practice.
No.
All right.
Okay. All right, then I'm going to hang up here. I'm going to head out to watch some Raw and have some dinner because I'm starving. I never had lunch today.